The executive director of IDEC, Dr. Emmanuel Akwiti, has lauded civil society groups for mobilizing and acting as watchdog over political parties in the build-up to the general elections in December. This, he says, translates into positive vigilance. Speaking on GTV's election platform, which focused on peaceful elections 2012, the civil society's perspective, Dr. Akwiti called on civil societies to do more to keep every stakeholder vigilant to eschew all forms of violence in the run-up to the elections.
Civil society has positioned itself. In fact, the tension they created with their bad behavior, you know, let's
not decide,
yes, in terms of the insults and all that, that we didn't like, which society roundly condemned. I think it made them realize that civil society actually has emerged as the neutral force. It's stood between them, intermediating and so on and so forth. But I think it's also made the parties realize that, look, we need votes, every vote counts, and we have to be responsive. So they're becoming more responsive. Then you do have the IEA enforcement committee or whatever. You know, they just don't spare them and so on. So there's a lot of pressure on the parties. And at the same time, it's not just condemning them or telling them to be of good behavior, but also platforms are being opened for them to move into issues. You have the media, you have the IEA platforms, they also do it, and a whole lot of others which are being created. So by and they are being done by civil society, not the parties themselves creating the platform and so on. So there's a certain constructive role. Then you see the peace initiative. On the peace issues, you again find that not just the religious leaders, other NGOs have been involved. They are issuing statements, engaging the police and so on and so forth. So we are fortunate to have civil society in their diversity committing to a common purpose.
Dr. Emmanuel Akwiti, he also praised the media for giving smaller parties the opportunity to also sell their ideas. This, he said, is a good sign.
Sometimes I think that it gets a bit overdone. The program host not being able to enforce a certain code, and either by cutting people off or taking them off, or
delayed broadcasting,
which I think they didn't prepare themselves for. So the language thing, you know, the insult, the disrespect, and so on and so forth. But I think what I admired about the media was that when our late president passed on, and the parties took the lead and said, "Oh, we are suspending campaigns and so on," the media acquiesced. Okay, they also did not give the space for anybody to come in. Yeah, but they conformed. And that 2 to 3 weeks where we felt that, at least you could hear other things, like just insults and tension and so on. I thought the media contributed to a large extent. It also manifested their power. I mean, they've always shown that every politician wants a public space. And we are, as a people, we listen to radio more than we read the newspapers. So the media space is good. And that's enormous power. And there was a feeling that the media was actually very partisan, you know, had become. And what you hear is that, well, the stations, many of them are owned.
Executive Director of IDEC, Dr. Emmanuel Akwiti. Also on the program was Dr. Franklin Odro from the CDD. He said one of the greatest assets that any democracy can have is a free media. He said everything should be done to protect and guard the media to live up to expectations.
Let me go inside the West Green Diver Media Foundation for West Africa as an example, and I think the naming and shaming is one aspect of civil society engaging in media. The point needs to be made that one of the greatest assets that any democracy can have is a free media, and I think we should defend that and we should protect that. But we also know that the media can be an instrument for causing chaos. I think the civil society groups, and again, the media can also be described as civil society in a way, but I think they have to see themselves as partners of defending this country, of playing the constructive role by not using the platform provided to them by the Constitution to create havoc. And I think that is one thing that I want to see them do more.
Dr. Odro also lauded the media for giving smaller parties space to sell their ideas. He asked hosts of programs to skew their questions towards what political parties would do for the country when elected into power.